I want to spend real time on this Webb telescope finding because I think it's being underreported relative to its scientific significance. Astronomers detected water molecules and dust around a dying star, an asymptotic giant branch star, the kind that's shedding its outer layers in the final phase before becoming a white dwarf, at a distance of just 0.55 light-years from Sagittarius A star, the supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way. That's extraordinarily close to one of the most extreme radiation environments in our galaxy.
Help me understand the magnitude of what extreme means there, because I think for most people, near a black hole doesn't fully convey the physics.
Sagittarius A star has a mass of about 4 million times the mass of our Sun. The radiation environment near the galactic center, X-rays, ultraviolet radiation, cosmic rays, is orders of magnitude more intense than what we experience in our relatively quiet corner of the galaxy. The conventional model predicted that complex molecules like water, which require specific temperature and pressure conditions to form and survive, would be destroyed by that radiation long before they could accumulate in detectable quantities around a stellar object. The fact that Webb found them there means that either our models of radiation shielding within stellar envelopes are wrong, or there are chemical or physical processes protecting these molecules that we haven't fully characterized.
What are the implications for the broader search for habitable environments, or for understanding where water can exist in the universe?
The standard model of habitability has been built around what we know from our own solar neighborhood, which is a relatively benign, outer disk environment far from the galactic center. If water can survive near Sagittarius A star, it suggests that the universe's capacity to generate and sustain the chemical precursors of life is wider than the model predicted. It doesn't mean there's life near the galactic center. The radiation itself would likely be lethal to Earth-like biology. But it shifts the boundary conditions for where we should be looking. And it suggests that water as a molecule is considerably more resilient than we thought.
The Webb telescope has now been operational for several years, and it keeps producing findings that revise fundamental assumptions. This is what a properly calibrated scientific instrument does when you point it at the universe. It tells you where your models are wrong, which is a gift, even when the implications are disorienting.
The galactic center finding also has a poetic dimension on a day when we're talking about conflict, political dysfunction, and market anxiety. The universe has been assembling water molecules near a 4 million solar mass black hole, completely indifferent to anything happening on Earth, for billions of years. There's something clarifying about that scale.
That's either deeply comforting or deeply unsettling, depending on your disposition. I'll take comfort from it today.